This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We had a great year last year on the show. Over 1,000 segments went to air. And this happens, doesn't happen by chance. It happens because there's a whole group of people associated with the show. Fiona, who is our producer. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
Paul, who does panel. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Maka.
Gordon, who does our podcast. Tass, who's... Tass, who's...
I spoke to him earlier. He was, quote-unquote, having a toasty.
A toasty.
Downtown Byron Bay.
Yeah.
He was very happy with the world.
He's always on holidays, though, isn't he?
It's quite outrageous.
I know, yeah. It's all those boards he sits on. He gets paid too much. So...
What are we sitting? He's sitting on?
Boards.
Okay. Boards. Government boards.
Yeah. Just checking.
Yeah. So, tell us, Paul, when we all get in on a Saturday morning before the show, what and Fiona, what has happened before that?
So Maka, I just thought it would be interesting to just to guide everyone through what actually happens to put a show together. So, in Elements, there are three pieces. There's the pre-show, there's the show, and then there's a post-show, which Gordon gets into. So, I'm going to throw it to Fiona because a lot of the hard graft is done a long way before we
even
get to air.
She's our guest extortionist.
Well, I do think that, Maka and Tass are very well connected in this town, as most people who listen to the show regularly would know. So, that certainly does help. But... my job is to heavy the talent into the studio or on the phone. So I guess we have general discussions between us as a team on what we'd like to talk about, but a lot of the time it's quite spontaneous. Being a current affairs show, we like to respond to what's happening in the news. We have regular guests, which we call upon to be our commentators that we can rely on, people like Misha Ketchall, Brenton Geyer, who unfortunately can't make it today,
and Sally Capp, even.
Sally Capp, who, of course, is our regular guest. Paul Gover, who's on today. Matt Wade. So we do rely on our regular guests, and my job is to work their schedules. But then we're looking at the politicians who are the most interesting to us at the moment. People are talking about what's happening in our community.
Even the ones that aren't interesting to us.
Even the ones that aren't interesting.
Debatable.
We definitely try to, of course, get a balance. I think that Mac has shown that we have very unbiased reporting on this show. Definitely.
Mike, can you pull the statistics out there?
Look, I did account the running 12-month count. I haven't done it for a month or so. But Liberal and Labor are about equal in terms of the amount of time they've had. The Greens have had about 15%. Liberal and Labor have had about 35%. Independents about the same as the Greens. So it's actually a reflection.
Mm.
Of the way people vote. So keep going.
So it is very important, of course, that we get a cross-section because obviously that's the only way to really reflect what's going on in the community and what's going on in politics in general.
And Fiona, tell me, how difficult is it to persuade some people to come on and talk to us?
Some cases we need to contact them and pester them and pester them. I work in public relations. I understand the meaning of pestering.
Anyone refuse to come on the show?
Oh, we have had some people who have just not really refused, but just, not got back to us.
Well, Lyle Shelton, previous head of the Australian Christian Lobby, who has a lot to say on social media, and is currently running a campaign, for them to be the sixth Senate candidate in Queensland against the Greens. Lyle has had an invitation many times, even during the marriage equality discussion, to come on. No, he won't because he's gutless. He's piss weak, right?
Maka.
No, it's true. Now, in Queensland, he's running this campaign, and for them to get the sixth Senate seat, what an ambition. What an ambition to get elected with half a Senate quota. Mate, you're a tool. So he's won.
He's one.
I love how Macca just took that opportunity to have a dig at life.
Any opportunity.
That's right. So, yeah, that's my job is to, you know, contact everyone, talk to their media advisors, harass them, harangue them however I need to.
Fiona, is there anyone who's ever come on and then refused to come on subsequently, as in they had such a terrible time?
I think that when we, I think the general policy between Macca, Tass and the rest of the team is that if we work really hard to get someone on the show and we want them to come back on again, we go softly on them to begin with, make sure they have a really good time.
Okay.
Well, not so much softly, but the first interview is, let's say, is relatively easy to get sometimes. It's the second interview. Mm. And you can get answers to questions not by being aggressive. And my experience is when you put a microphone in front of people, and Steve's worked with a lot of politicians, they're well-versed. You know, that old yes minister line, treat every microphone as though it's live. Mm. But we've had a number of occasions where politicians in this studio and on the phone, once they're about, you know, sometimes 10 minutes into a chat, they will say something that they didn't mean to say, or they'll try and reinterpret it. We did have one or two guests that were very reluctant to come on again. That's their right. But none of those that have refused to come on have not subsequently been on. Mm. So we've been able to persuade them that...
Interesting.
And I also think that sometimes some of the politicians that we have on are somewhat disarmed by the environment. Mm. And I think that it actually allows them to say things that they are not scripted. Mm-hmm. And I think that you listen to them in other formats and other radio stations, you'll just hear the scripts and the, you know, what they're being talked to.
And I think, sorry, you know, Fiona Patten always says what she thinks. But, you know, people like, you know, our Lord Mayor Sally Capp, she's very comfortable in here. She knows that we're not going to ambush her, but we are going to ask her some difficult questions. Other politicians, I remember your previous boss many years ago, Bill Shorten, making a commitment on air about LGBTIQ asylum seekers on Manus Island, which I'm going to remind him about. Mm. when he's likely to be elected Prime Minister. Mm-hmm.
So the next phase of once we actually, Fiona's done all the hard work of getting people to agree to come on, we actually have the live show, which is, I guess, where the second piece of the jigsaw puzzle comes in. So pre-show, I pretty much load a whole bunch of stuff onto our system. We run a digital broadcasting system here.
Very high-tech.
Very high-tech, with lots of buttons and whizzy things. So part of that's done. So the easy bit for me is I can actually engage with the guests when they come in and hopefully try and engage in the conversation to keep people talking and motivated. Part of my job is being a timekeeper, which quite often working with Macca isn't the easiest thing in the world because we have to try and squeeze in a rant in and around the the sponsorship adverts or the community announcements that we have to make here as a radio station, and that's not always easy.
Your use of hand signals is very impressive, Paul. The way in which you manage, you know, it's like some sort of aircraft, you know. It's
yeah,
like
he's kind of like the traffic cop.
Yeah, that's right.
I tried to do that a little bit. And then, so that's me, and then I deal with the microphones, and so if someone's mic isn't on, it's usually my fault, and someone sends me a text or a message, and I get into trouble for doing that. But 9 times out of 10, it's very easy working with talented performers. Mm. So we're very lucky that Macca's been around and got a little bit of experience. Tass, obviously, has got a lot of experience as well. And most of the guests that we have in the studio, particularly the Pollies, but quite a lot of the other guests as well, are good. They're competent speakers. Mm. They're clear. Mm. They come across extremely well. So we don't need to do an awful lot to try and coach people.
And, you know, there's one interesting thing. We and we will have Neil in again this year, to Neil Mitchell from 3AW, who's a good friend of the show, good friend of all of us. But those of you who've been in the studio when Neil's here and he's co-hosting, you don't, whilst he has a webcam in the 3AW studio sometimes, not all the time, but when Neil is talking with us or talking with a guest, he actually takes a posture like this. And what I'm doing, I've got my hand on my forehead and the elbow on the desk, and he's looking down and he's like me. He scribbles all over his sheet, but he's actually thinking about what he's going to say, what he's going to ask. And like most of us on air, you know the question you're going to ask. The politician or the guest, whoever, they've got an indication. We don't tell them beforehand, but they've got an indication of they know what they think you're going to ask. Mm. It's the second and third question, and particularly when they answer with something that might surprise you, but you lead into it, and that's where it gets interesting, because that's when they say like when Kelly O'Dwyer launched into an attack on the Liberal Party hierarchy in Victoria over the money that was stolen, and why didn't the Higgins branch give $100,000 to put into the pot to replenish? Because she said basically until they get their house in order and they get organised, she's not going to give them any more money.
Mm.
And she didn't intend to say that.
And that's the beauty of this programme, because you're right, draw them into a false sense of security. So the last part of the jigsaw puzzle is we then have the studio guests running out in between our mini adverts to take photographs, which I have to say, if you've been a guest on the show, you'll know how frenetic that is, because we've usually got like 30 seconds or a minute max.
Stand there, get your picture taken.
Yeah,
and we whiz off and do that. And then the next part of the jigsaw puzzle lands into Gordon's lap. So Gordon is our very talented podcaster who isn't in the Joy Studios with us, but sits at home listening to the programme.
He's even done it on a plane.
He has. Yeah. Indeed.
I hope he gets invited to the Christmas party, though.
He's part of the team.
Integral part of the team, he is.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's the speed of which he gets the podcasts up on the Joy website that actually is one of the reasons why we have such successful podcast downloads, because the material is there. You know, sometimes he's putting it up as the show is going on. So one of my jobs is to write the podcast descriptions while we're in the studio and do the social media. So providing him with the description, which he then puts on the website and with associated pictures and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's his speed, and I think that is a wonderful, fantastic resource for Joy to have those material up there. And then we tweet and we put on our Facebook page the podcasts as well, so that people have the opportunity to go back and re-listen to their shows, if they were interviewees, or certainly anyone can download them at any time.
Just on that earlier point about, you know, two or three questions in, particularly with the politicians. I mean, I remember as a former political staffer, that is where you really tried to get that 5 minutes of clear air with your boss before you walk into any studio with any media to say, hey, listen, here's your top line, but this is where they're going to go. What are you going to say? But have we ever thought about filming any of these interviews?
Look, we have. And Bill Calder has done a few.
Can we talk about what's going to be coming up maybe later on this year, Macca? Or we'll save that for later.
We'll save that. But okay. We have filmed some. And again, having a camera in the studio is a bit disconcerting. But after a few minutes, you actually forget it's there.
Absolutely.
It's during the breaks that we need to turn it off.
Off the record.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes Tass's language is appalling. And
let alone his body language.
Yes. So, you know, it is interesting, and often, you know, people that haven't been on radio before, as well as people that have always said to us that they actually enjoy the atmosphere in the station here, because, and we all work as a team, and I've worked with Neil Mitchell a number of times, and observing him and Heidi and his whole team, they all work as a team.
Mm.
And that's what makes good radio.
And our communication's pretty key. I mean, again, we talk an awful lot via email off-air. During the time we're on-air, we have lots of written communication, verbal communication. We text each other sometimes just to make sure that everyone knows what's going on.
Oh, so here we go. Here's one from 317. He always... welcome back, Saturday Magazine. Happy New Year, everyone. More positive vibes this year, Macca! ! 317, as I said. Children are not like frozen food. They don't need to be defrosted. They're already defrosted. And put them in a car on a hot day, they're on a very fast simmer. My elder auntie received a Women's Weekly subscription for Christmas, and there's a fascinating story about Julia Banks. Yes, I read that.
I didn't know you read the Women's Weekly, Macca.
Macca gets spanked for the Women's Weekly.
You know, after New Idea...
A damp copy.
After New Idea, you know, broke the story of another National's errant ferret, you know, you have to look at these magazines.
You do.
So he says here, what does Steve think of Julia Banks' claims of bullying, and is the tide turning for Liberal women in politics? Who would be your dream guest to have as a co-host? Let me think about that, Steve. Do you want to give your comment on Julia Banks' claims of bullying, and is the tide turning for Liberal women in politics? Yeah, I think the tide's going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think, yesterday we saw Julia, we saw Maurice Payne, who's one of the most senior Liberals in the party, current Defence Minister, come out and say that the time had come for the coalition to look at the way in which it can better represent women. You know, Susan Ley, a former Health Minister. So I think, given the pattern of these comments, there's no doubt that there are issues in the coalition. The question, though, for me, and whether or not the tide is turning, the one thing to me, and look, I'm always mindful of being a bloke, you know, making observations about how women should be best represented, but the one thing for me that's missing in all of this commentary from those women is they don't seem to be united on what they think the one of the answers is. So, you know, some of them say that it's time for quotas. Others say, no, it's not, you know, quotas are not appropriate, but there should be another means of addressing this issue. So I think, you know, I did a lot of work in the Labor Party around affirmative action and well and truly on the shoulders of so many more strong women that came before me. But you've really got to get a bit of unity around what the solution is to then actually affect the change, in my experience.
But I think you need to understand what the problem is first.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not sure the Libs do.
But I do think, you know, and to this message, you know, the tide, I think the tide is definitely turning in that way. I think now the men primarily who think that this is not an issue that needs to be addressed, I think they're now becoming the minority, is my observation.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.